This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Good morning and welcome to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moor Parish in the Hill District and also St. Mary Magdalene Parish, serving the communities of the East End, Homewood, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg sections of the city of Pittsburgh. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs and beyond. And Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos, and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania. And if you want to have your children have a Catholic education and continue, but sometimes the families struggle to make this dream a reality, there's help affording a Catholic education for us here in the Diocese of Pittsburgh. So our topic today is crucial to families and schools, and the time is of essence. I'd like to welcome Michael Frecker. He is the director of planned giving for the Diocese of Pittsburgh, and he's also a parishioner of mine at St. Benedict Moore Parish in the Hill District. And Jennifer McNeil is the director of development at St. Joseph High School in Eterno Heights, and Mitch Farrell, who is a board member at St. Joseph's. So Michael, Jennifer, and Mitch, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Brother Tom, good morning.
Great to have us with us. So, Mike, let's start with you. Why is it that people don't know about the programs called the EITC and OSTC? They're called Tax Credit Opportunity Programs, but a lot of people don't know about this. Can you explain how these two programs work?
Sure. Yes, Father Tom, you know, what's been interesting is that this program has been in existence for now just over 20 years, but unless there's been a an individual or family or business stakeholder that has found out about the program. Normally, the way that someone may find out about the program to be a potential donor is through their CPA. And what's sometimes surprising is not all CPAs are well-versed in this program, because while it's a wonderful program and it is a tax credit for those eligible donors, both corporate donors and individual donors that are qualified to participate, by making a two-year commitment, receive a 90% PA tax credit for making a donation to a qualified scholarship organization. And it's been such a wonderful program. However, it isn't well promoted outside of, you know, I would say the grassroots effort, we'll call it. And this is a great opportunity today, you know, via KDK Radio to have the opportunity to talk about it as we have before. But normally the way people are going to hear about it is through their tax advisor. Sometimes if they're a family that has a family-owned business, or maybe they have some legal or estate planning, their attorney may be aware of it, but they're usually linked with a tax advisor, with a certified public accountant, with a CPA, like Mitch's firm. But you know, either they're hearing about it directly from an advisor such as those, or they're also talking to their friends that have been supporters of Catholic education. So it's usually word of mouth or by a close relationship, a networking relationship per se.
So Mike, incomes, qualifying households, they can benefit for families who reside in the academically challenging underperforming school districts. If they're in an underperforming school district and Catholic education is available, this would really benefit those people who want to go to a Catholic school, huh?
Wonderful. Yes, it is. And matter of fact, we have, through the diocese, we have a couple LLCs. They're called special purpose entities. And we were just awarded an opportunity specifically for a large amount of OSTC credit. So OSTC stands for Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credit. And it works exactly the same as an EITC, which I described a moment ago, but for the donor, but for the tuition assistance for the recipient, the student must reside in the geographical boundaries of what's considered an underperforming school district. And the state puts out a list, and quite a few schools in our region are underperforming. And I know in the, you know, generally the majority of the city of Pittsburgh and, you know, as you know, Father Tom, St. Benedict the Moore School, Sister Thea Bowman Elementary School, and then several of our high schools have quite a few students that qualify. And St. Joseph's High School has students that qualify for the Opportunity Scholarship as well, because there's underperforming schools right in their backyard. You know, whether, you know, they're drawing students from New Kensington, Arnold, or Manesson, I know, is on the list, and several others. So it's really a great opportunity when we can encourage both individuals and qualified businesses, you know, to participate. What's made it unique in the last couple of years is that due to the pandemic, there are some businesses that didn't apply where they would have applied in the past for a renewal, or they just heard about the program, but they didn't apply on day one, because these credits literally sell out within the first day usually. So what's an opportunity for us is that we can, you know, qualify an individual donor or a business entity that may be able to donate through us because we've already been awarded the credits through our LLC. And that's where we have this opportunity right now to raise, you know, upwards of 800,000 with these Opportunity Scholarship Tax Credits.
I think it's a great opportunity for families who really are struggling to make ends meet and can't move into a good school district, so to speak, to have this EITC program funds available to help them and say, hey, there's help there. And you're right, Mike, I'm a pastor of three schools here in the inner city, and St. Bede, Sister Thea Bowman Catholic Academy in Wilkinsburg, and St. Benedict More in the Hill District. These students are obviously in the inner city, and a lot of them wouldn't be able to afford a Catholic education, but they're getting these scholarships to help them. So it's, the need is definitely there, and it's growing. So it's good that we're promoting this program so that businesses and corporations can look into it and say, hey, I can help out. It's going out to a good cause. And obviously the supply and the demand is out there. It's needed. We're still needed to defray a student's overall tuition, but there's new opportunities. So the individuals, the communities, business owners, they can all help to donate. How can they do that? And why is it such a critical time now?
Well, it's a critical time because we know that we're all experiencing the cost of everything that we look at, whether it's, you know, food and services to tuition. The cost to run a school has certainly gone up. But, you know, as you know, Father, you know, we've kept, you know, at our Catholic schools, we've kept our tuition as low as possible. So when you look at the state program, which is, we've been very blessed to have an expansion statewide of $125 million increase to the EITC program. However, you know, also, you know, public schools were given a large budget increase as well. But, you know, throughout the state, there are certainly many opportunities for individuals to attend, you know, a private school such as our Catholic schools. And we know what our success rate has been, you know, with the Catholic schools. And I would say if there's an interest to learn more about the program, we have a one page, you know, document that can go on to our website at diopit.org /EITC. And they can also contact me through the diocese at Mike Frecker, which is my email address, mfreker@diopit.org. Or our phone number at 412-456-3055.
And you'll be able to answer any questions that they might have to if it's a company, a family business, or a large corporation, everybody can help out. And as they say, it all adds up. And as I mentioned earlier, being a pastor of three schools, I see that the students on these scholarships, it warms my heart to walk through the halls of Wilkinsburg or the Hill District or even in Point Breeze too, and knowing that the families, they want to be there, and the kids are getting a good quality Catholic education. They're in a loving, safe, nurturing environment. And these EITC tax credits are helping them defray the costs, and such a wonderful program. So, and Mike, thank you for always being out there to promote this, to get the word out. And can you repeat your phone number and email address or website again, if people are interested in contacting you? Or
Absolutely. My email address is mfreker, so that's M-F-R-E-K-E-R, at diopit, diopitt.org. And our diocesan website is diopit.org. And /EITC should get you right to the page where we have information, and also where someone could indicate that they would like more information by filling out a one-page indication of interest, so we can get in touch with them and have a discussion and go from there. So thank you, Father Tom.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Mike Frecker, who is Director of Planned Giving for the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh and also a parishioner at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District. Thanks for being with us this morning. When we come back, we're going to talk about how these programs are helping our schools, and you'll hear from St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights. So we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio. Welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, pastor at St. Benedict the Moore Parish in the Hill District, and also the pastor at St. Mary Magdalene Parish in the East End. And this morning we are talking about how Catholic education can be affordable with the EITC tax credits and OSTC tax credit opportunity. And this morning on my second segment, we have two guests from St. Joseph High School in Natrona Heights, Jennifer McNeil and Mitch Farrell. Jennifer and Mitch, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jennifer, can you introduce yourself to our listeners this morning?
Sure. I am Jennifer Konecki McNeil. I am a product of Catholic education, K through 16. So I did my undergraduate degree at a Catholic school as well. And I'm a member of St. Stanislaus Parish in the Strip District.
All right. And Mitch?
I'm Mitch Farrell. I am also a product of Catholic education for 16 years. I'm currently a CPA at Sisterson & Company. We're a CPA and consulting firm in Pittsburgh. I am a graduate of St. Joseph High School and currently their treasurer on the board of directors.
So you both have vested interest at St. Joe's. And St. Joe's is such a great high school there in the Allegheny Valley. I've been there several times when I was vocation director. So kudos to St. Joe's and all that you do. Jennifer, can you tell our listeners about how St. Joe's is benefiting from the EITC program?
Sure. And Father, can I just make a mention as well how easy it is to participate? So my husband and I participate as individuals. So we do not own a business, but we're individual participants. And so it has become so easy. The work Michael Frecker has been doing, I think it takes us every year maybe 10 minutes to fill out a form for the Diocese of Pittsburgh. And then as we're filing our taxes, we get the information back from the diocese, you know, in a timely fashion so that we can file our taxes. Because I think it's important for our listeners to know the process is not a very burdened process. It's really maybe a half hour investment of time, and you will get what you need to actually file your taxes. And when Mitch goes into an example, we can get more into that. And I failed to mention, I am also a graduate of St. Joe's 1989. And thus, that's one of the reasons why I do participate, and two, because it is so easy. Okay, as Mr. Frecker already mentioned, we have students that come to St. Joe's that are coming from very challenging school districts. Okay, the benefit to them, okay, number one is evangelization. Not everyone that attends St. Joe's is Catholic. We welcome everyone, but the chance for them, our Catholic identity is right in front. So the chance for them to even get to know Christ is wonderful. We may have some outcomes and changes in people's lives in the future. Our academic program is without match. We are wonderful. So our students who are able to attend St. Joe's, we offer a lot of college and high school credits. Okay, so our graduates most end up with an average of 22 college credits. So parents not only benefit with the scholarship money to attend a Catholic high school, what we're finding is a lot of our graduates are able to skip a semester, if not two, in college. So like the savings could potentially be a full year tuition of college or a half of year. We last year, the class of 2022, did outstanding. SAT scores were 1179. The national was 1050. Okay, so we academically are knocking it out of the park. So I think we open up a world to students they might not otherwise have. And our teachers are dedicated. Several members of our faculty are also St. Joseph High School graduates. And several people in our administration are St. Joseph High School graduates. So I think people find a loving and nurturing environment here. We also have athletics, and they have the opportunity to perform in clubs and everything else like you do elsewhere. But it is really the Catholic identity that we focus on in our academics. And so just our mission is quite simply to prepare students for college, life, and heaven. And I think we give every student the opportunity to live out that mission.
It's nice, Jennifer and Mitch, you're both alumni of St. Joe's, and you have a famous alumnus, Bishop Larry Kolick, from the Bishop of Greensburg Diocese. And I know he really loves St. Joseph's and the car cruise he did over this past summer. It's a great, great school and a lot of great famous alumni, including both of you. So it's nice that you both are alumni, I bet. Now, there are many students at St. Joe's that can really benefit from this tuition assistance. Jennifer and Mitch, I'll have you both answer this. Can you give us examples of how more students can enroll with their donations for the enrollment so that it also can increase?
Yes. And as we mentioned, where the St. Joe's is located, we are very near challenging school districts. Mm-hmm. So I think even in our advertisements, we are trying to convince parents that Catholic education is affordable and that all these EITC, OSTC programs make our scholarship pool so much bigger so that, you know, you do not need to look at a price tag and say, oh my, how are we going to, you know, get that 10,000, 11,000. That's not what the price is, right? We have so much scholarship money. So we've been doing a very good job and we are expanding in our geographic area. I think we now have really good examples of families that now see that it is affordable with what they, you know, their small contribution gets this great education because we have so many good benefactors.
Mitch, you want to walk us through for a family listening today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the example I typically talk about is something that Mike mentioned in the earlier segment about the special purpose entities. So that's the way that people like Jennifer are able to participate as individual taxpayers. And the example I most frequently give is for a family making $115,000 in income. That's the easiest example because the math is easy. But honestly, if you're making over $100,000, there's a very good chance you can qualify for the program. So I encourage people to look into it. But sticking with that $115,000 in income, I'll just give a brief example. With a Pennsylvania tax rate at 3.07%, tax liability would be approximately $3,500. So if you choose to participate in a special purpose entity, the minimum required contribution is typically between $3,000 and $3,500. So for argument's sake, I'll assume a $3,500 contribution. Now that $3,500 is immediately available to the Catholic school that you have designated. So the Catholic school is benefiting right away. And then you as a taxpayer have a benefit later on. You have to make the contribution by the end of the tax year. And then in the spring, when you file your tax return, you can take 90% of the contribution as a credit against your tax liability. So with the example of a $3,500 tax liability and a $3,500 contribution, you'd be taking a 90% tax credit of $3,150. So in other words, your tax to the state of Pennsylvania is reduced from $3,500 to $350. So you spent $3,500 to benefit a Catholic school, another $350 to the state of Pennsylvania. Ultimately, the amount of cash you've paid is $3,850, but $3,500 of that is gone either way, right? If you participate in the program, $3,500 goes to a Catholic school. If you don't, you still have to pay the $3,500 to the state. So I'd say, don't think about the big number. Don't think about that $3,500. Just think about the $350. And if you're willing to spend $350, you're going to be making a tremendous difference for the students that Jennifer's talking about. And it's a terrific return on investment. So it's an incredible way to make a good impact, and it really doesn't cost very much.
Yeah, and as Jennifer was talking about earlier, if everybody pitches in, the little donations or a big donation, it's all going to add up. And the more people that participate, more into the pool, the more the school benefits of that. So it's a win-win situation. The families are helping the school, gives evangelization, and more families and students can enroll in the school. It's a win-win situation. Jennifer, can you tell our listeners, if they want to learn more about St. Joseph High School, how would they be able to reach you?
Sure. Our web address is www.stjoseph, all spelled out, stjosephhs.com. And the easiest way to reach me is through our high school's phone number, 724-224-5552.
Okay. Jennifer McNeil, the Director of Development at St. Joe's High School in Etrena Heights, and Mitch Farrell, a board member and also a CPA, and Michael Frecker from the diocese. Thank you for being with us this morning here on our program. Learned a lot.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment here on KDK Radio. This week in our Plus segment, we are featuring the 30th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings this weekend talk about being humble and being truly showing humility. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus teaches us the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. How appropriate, we're talking about taxes and EITC this weekend. This parable is addressed to all those who are convinced of their righteousness and despise everyone else. No one is guaranteed salvation, no matter how righteous he or she might appear. We all have ups and downs. The Pharisee neither expresses love for God or asks God to enter more fully into his life. But the tax collector admits that he is not in a right relationship with God or neighbor and asks for love and humility. And this is a wonderful gospel passage to reflect on. We examine our own lives on how we can be truly humble. And we realize that we always have something more that must change, something always needs more improvement. So let us really think about not judging others, but looking at ourselves in the mirror, come before the Lord with humility and awareness and our dependence of God. And Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic Education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus with Father Tom Burke here on KDK Radio.